And so, guys, today we're gonna be. This is part two. We're gonna be interviewing Anna and Araceli. Where do you like to visit?
I like to visit the mall. I like to visit beautiful stores that have so much jewelry. And horses, they're so cute. I like to visit countries that are really cool. I like to visit, visit my family and visit Araceli. Yeah.
What country is your family from?
Yemen.
Can you tell us anything? Have you been there?
Yeah.
What is it like?
It's like different from here.
How?
Because it doesn't have trees. You have a lot of trees, and the houses are made of trees, but ours are made of rocks.
Really?
Yeah.
So when did you come here to America?
I think when I was... I came to kindergarten when I was...
Probably five in kindergarten?
Six,
you came to kindergarten?
Yes.
Now, when you came, did you know English?
No.
Wait a minute. So you came to kindergarten.
Uh-huh.
You came into the classroom. All the kids around you and the teacher spoke English, and you didn't say anything in English.
No, I used to be quiet. But I started to talk in... I learned most of the language in kindergarten. Then when I was in first grade, I came here.
So wait, take me back to, like, being in kindergarten, and everyone around you was talking a different language, and you had no idea what they were saying. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
What was it like? Like, what were you thinking or feeling?
I was feeling weird.
Yeah. Wow, I can't even imagine. Were you nervous?
Yeah, at the first time, and a friend was put here, and I couldn't stand her. So she's like, this?
Pointing,
yeah.
So she was, like, using her body to show you what to do? So how long do you think it took you to start understanding the people around you?
I actually don't know.
You don't even remember, right? It probably happened pretty quick. That sounds scary. I can't even imagine being in that situation. Listen, I've never had to be that brave ever in my life.
That's happened to me too.
Matt, I remember when you told us the story about the cat thingy, when you had to say, oh, probably I should take this notebook.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, that's the bravest I've ever been. There was a time where I didn't know English, and I went to this school, and I was in kindergarten, and I barely said anything because I didn't know any English. I only knew Spanish. And so someone was like, hey, want to be friends? And I'm like, and then they're like.
They kind of like explained it to you with their body.
Yeah, with their body.
And you said, yes, you did.
I said, see, and they're
see.
Like, what?
Right.
Until I learned English. And everybody was like, hey, Amna, I want to say something else. And they're like, right, Amna? And I couldn't say it. And I'm like, yeah.
Wow. So what happened, like, when the teachers gave you girls work to do? Like,
I couldn't really understand
it.
But until a girl that was Arabic, she was, like, really cute. But it wasn't Amna. It was a different girl. I mean, not Arabic, Spanish. And she Spanish. And she, like, helped me. And so she, like, taught me English. And she taught me English. And then when she taught me English, I kind of talked because I was kind of embarrassed.
Right.
Because at first I didn't talk, but now I'm talking. So
wow, I'm impressed. Listen, never in my life have I been in a situation like that. You girls have been through tougher stuff than I've been through in my 42 years.
And I was so brave to do with them.
Yeah.
Who are your bestest friends?
My best friend actually has two best friends, Avea and Araceli. Because Avea, like, we have stayed for 3 years together. And we used to fight in the first year to be with Araceli. And then the second year, and we were, like, together and stuff. And every time I'm sad, I come to her. And then my best friend is Araceli, too, because Araceli is just like my sister, but she actually isn't. And she likes to... like, I come to her house and her little poor little puppy.
Poor? How dare you?
My best friend, I actually have one best friend, which is Amna. The reason why Amna is my best friend is because when me and her first met, we played together, but we couldn't go, like, across the street to be with each other. So we were on different sidewalks, and we raced to see who won. But then as soon as she came to my class, we started to be friends. And then I have been with Amna through first grade, kind of second grade, and third grade now. And at home, too. And she's totally like a sister to me because she acts like one. She acts like a bigger sister because her birthday's more than me. Yeah, that's all I have to say since I'm really jealous.
If you have to pick between chocolate chip cookies or Oreos, what would you pick?
I would pick some cookies because Oreos are so big and fat and they just have way too much chocolate. Like, you need to put a lot of cream on there, yo. But cookies, you just gotta, you can eat as many as you like instead of having the, but you gotta eat, so delicious, right, Amner?
Yeah, I would pick Oreos. Because Oreos are like, there's a lot of chocolate frosting, and it's just together. It's so good, and I have Oreos in my house, and I cannot wait to eat them. You just let me remember them. Just one.
So, what do you mean by you like Oreos and it's a lot of chocolate? I mean, seriously, it's like chocolate. Just a little bit of vanilla cream, and then you got, like, more chocolate. Like, seriously, Amna, why is it, like, why is it that you love black chocolate instead of
Krispy Kreme? I love, like how I said, I love Kit Kat, I love Nutella, and Oreos are just perfect. But chocolate chips are, like, hard, and they're, like, dry.
Excuse me, Amna, but why do you think... Why do you think that chocolate chips are so hard and big? They're so beautiful and soft when you put them in the freezer. Like ice pack.
Sweet treats or sour treats?
Oh, this is so hard. Sour treats. Because when you eat sour treats, it's like your tongue gets all jiggly, your mouth gets all wiggly, and then you got the sour food, it gets tiny, the salt gets all wrinkly, and then your mouth, and then your face gets all wrinkly, and then you go back to normal, and then you're like, woo!
That was a lesson on adjectives right there.
Yes, a wrinkly.
That was more adjectives than I've heard in a sentence in a long time.
Wrinkly.
It's so hard because there's some candy that I really love that are sour and, like, sweet is, like, the most thing in the world that I met people like sweet because there's not a lot of stuff that are sour. But I will pick...
So, what do you mean by people are sweet? We're talking about food here, girl. And by the way, when you said the word sweet, you meant like you eat sweet food and it makes you friends. Like, how do you make friends by eating sweet food? I don't understand.
I did not say that. I mean, like, you see foods are sweet. Strawberry is sweet. Watermelons are sweet and they're so good.
Oh. Hot Cheetos or Takis?
Takis!
Hot like Cheetos.
Takis, because Takis are like so delicious, they spicy, and they look just like blood.
Wait, what? Hot Cheetos or.
You have to do that.
Takis.
Takis. Takis. The Takis are so hot and they're so good. And they burn like mouth like fire.
What are your favorite movies?
My favorite movie is, I actually don't have a favorite movie.
My favorite movie is Go Live Your Way because it's the language that I am, Spanish, and I love to watch it. There's a beautiful girl, and there's two boys who are trying to get her to be her boyfriend and stuff, but instead, she's like, can you, like, give me some space to be with one boy
this
and then
like
the other?
This is the story of Amna's life.
Yeah, like, no. Literally. You gotta
I do
be,
not
like,
want no
you gotta
boyfriend.
Be, like, between two boys, and they gotta be so close to you. Like, give me some space. I could
seriously.
Be with both of you at the same time. Like, I could talk to them and that. Instead, they just, boy.
What are your favorite animals?
My favorite animals are lions, wolves, like, dangerous animals, like wolf, tigers.
Predators?
Yes. They're so beautiful. They got fluffy.
You like how they rip the flesh off of their prey?
Yeah, and their teeth.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very
My favorite animals are predators, too, because basically only the wolf and the pumas. The pumas, because they're so beautiful. They're so skinny and bony. And then you got their big tail, and you got their cute little floppy ears, and then you got their cute little round mouth with that. And then you got the wolf, the big muzzle to go into tiny, and then you got the cute little kawaii eyes, and then you got the cute little gray eyebrows, and then you got the beautiful scales, and then you got the cute little. And then you got the cute little teddy bag. He's so skinny and bony. And then you got the tiny, like, you got the tiny body. Like, it's tinier than this. It's so skinny. And then you got the baby cubs. They're just like, oh!
What are your favorite spirit animals?
My favorite spirit animals are wolves and pumas because when the wolf is a spirit animal, it can literally, like, chop through you, but basically it can't chop through you because it goes right through you because it's a spirit. And also, it's because they're beautiful and gray when they do it. And then the pumas, you got, like, even though they're really skinny already, as a spirit animal, they get more skinnier and bony. And then you got their tail, skinny. And then you got their cute little ears growing.
And
so their ears pop off. And then...
Wait. Their ears pop off?
Pop off.
Yes. Like as a spirit animal, your ears get bigger and then bigger until this side of your ear, like, flops down. And, it kind of looks like it's trying to pop off. And then you got the wolf, which, like, basically, well, the puma has like a big muzzle and it stays like that instead of it just going like kind of like tiny to tinier. But then, like, you got like the eyes, like, as soon as they close their eyes, it's like that. But then when they open their eyes, it's like peekaboo.
Oh.
Okay, that was like sleepy.
How dare you? What's your favorite kind of party?
My favorite party. Like, I want to have a party full of pink, light colors, and rose gold, and some unicorns. And it's going to be so perfect in girls' party. Let's go, girls.
Okay, so, my favorite party is my birthday party, because I get lots of presents. And I only get like 3 more days before Christmas, so I get extra presents. And then you just got my beautiful cake. And then you got all the love. I get all the love and the attention instead of those little kids. And my brother gets all the attention just because he's sick. Well, guess what? It's my birthday, so I get all the attention.
You sound like Peter Hatcher from Tales of a Fourth Grade Nephew.
Thank you.
Jealous of all the attention your little brother's getting? How old is your brother?
20.
Wait, that's not little.
No, like,
since he's like bigger,
yeah.
And he's still sick for like a week now, and he's been throwing up for a week now.
Yeah.
Well, you see, my mom's always got to be giving him some medicine and stuff. I just get so yawny and tired of looking at him getting all the attention. So on my birthday party,
right,
I don't invite him.
You.
I leave him at home.
It wasn't his fault that he was sick, you know.
Well, still, even if it's my birthday party, I still don't invite him. But sometimes he comes whenever I don't invite him, and it gets on my nerves. So when I don't invite him, I get to spend time, I get all the love, I get to play everything I want, I get all the prizes.
You do not know how to have a brother getting all the attention.
Oh, she has a little brother that
and she's like, oh, Hamza, are you okay? How was your day? And I'm like, nobody asked me how was my day. You never know. You'll be like on fire if you got a little brother. Period.
What's your favorite kind of slime?
My favorite kind of slime is fluffy slime.
You got butter slime, just in case, like, you don't have any butter in your house and you want bread with some butter on it. You got some yellow slime that spreads, so you put it on your bread, and you take a sharp knife, you smooth out the slime on the bread, and then you eat the slime of the bread. Oh, it's so delicious. And then like, you have some, like, good slime. And, like, you got some yellow slime, you got some orange slime, so you got some red slime. You mix it all together, make some good brown poopy slime. And then you got the poop emoji slime. You just got to swirl it up. Little dots of poop. And some chunks. And then, oh, my God. Oh. I love the stretchy slime because it's like, ooh. And then when you stretch the slime, it's like you're stretching a dog's leg. So you're just like, the dog's leg is all crunched up. Ooh. And then when you do the ooh, it's like the stretchy slime is like, ooh. And then when you go to make a bubble, you bang, you bang your face into the table with the slime, and then your face is so covered with slime.
My favorite slime.
Why
do you
eat slime?
Yeah, is it edible slime?
It's not edible slime, but like when you go to eat the slime, it just tastes so delicious.
Like gum.
Because when you have yellow slime and it's all buttery smooth.
Did you know there's poison in glue?
I know, but like if you like get the smooth slime and it's yellow, you take some bread, you put a little bit of white on that slime to make it a little bit more lighter. You smooth it onto the bread. You take the bread, put another piece of bread, put a can of poopy slime on it, and then you.
Daddy. Did you want to give us your favorite, Anna?
My favorite slime is. I love butter slime because it's like popped out like this and you thrust it and your hands be like so, like a little bit soft and her and cloud slime and it's so beautiful. It's beautiful. And rainbow slime.
So, when you meant by butter slime being stretchy, do you realize that butter slime isn't stretchy? It's just meant for you to put on the table, smooth it out, so it makes a big cookie.
You said you like when you twist your stuff leg.
No, like, butter slime isn't stretchy. Just
all right, butter slimes, we're going to move on.
Okay, so what's your favorite candy? My favorite candy, I have like 10. So my favorite candy is gum, mint, chocolate pie, and then you got some Butterfinger. Those little things. Marshmallow. Marshmallow chocolate. You got some confetti cake. Oh my god, this is so amazing. You got some chocolate chip cookies. You got some good old vanilla. vanilla frosting, baby. And then you got like, you got like the instrument shape of lollipop mixture.
Lolly.
To the last one's right here, but this one you got like those like that, and you shape it.
Like what?
A cup.
A cup, but you like shape it out of like this candy mold.
Yeah.
And then when you hold the cup and you put some coffee in there, you drink your coffee in front of someone, and then you'd be like, hey, why don't you eat this cup?
And you eat the whole cup.
Yes. And then you got the last one.
All right, last one.
The last one is you know, like those little fuzzy balls?
No.
Take those fuzzy balls and you'll like cover them with chocolate, right? Well, you got to make sure that it's hollow on the inside, and then cover them with chocolate, right? And you have the real ball on the inside. So you'd be like, hey, want to see me eat this chocolate ball? And then you show them, and then like there's an actual ball on the outside, so when someone goes to, their teeth will break out. That's how you get your money from the Tooth Fairy. You just break your teeth out.
This is your favorite kind of candy, one that breaks your teeth?
Yes.
Interesting.
How about you?
Not my favorite candy. As I said, Kit Kat, Nutella, cake, let me see, ice cream. That's sweets, right?
Yeah.
Ice cream, Nutella.
You've been so good.
And there's square and there's Skittles. No.
Skittles, they're not really square.
They're like square.
I think those are called
Butterfingers.
No, not Butterfingers.
They're square.
Starburst.
Yes. The strawberry one. Summer. Just that.
So, what do you mean by Nutella? Like, you got the Nutella, but yet Nutella is the same thing as Kit Kats, except it doesn't have that, like, thing on the inside of the Kit Kats. Like, Nutella is the same thing as chocolate, except chocolate is molded, and Nutella is, like, a frosting.
So what do you eat it with, yeah?
Then, I just dip it.
Oh, you just eat it on a spoon?
Oh, well, that's what I do sometimes. I'm like...
Or strawberry.
What are your favorite pizza toppings?
My favorite pizza topping is pepperoni, cheese, those are black things.
Olives?
No. Jalapenos.
Jalapenos, whoa.
And you got like those little tiny card thingies. They're spicy. They make your pizza like they're different than those other the regular ones that are regularly spicy. Like when I mean these ones are spicy, I mean like they break your pinky off. Ow. They break your pinky off.
Sometimes
and then like they make your jaw drop. And then like you have a giant cup, right? And you fill it up all the way to the top. You drink it. You still need more. Drink it. Like five giant scoops. Full of them.
Period.
How about you?
I like plain cheese pizza and some corn.
A little bit of corn that's on the...
Corn on your pizza?
Yeah.
Well, that sounds good.
And I like it too sometimes. This cheese, I don't like the sauce that school has, but I love... When my mom picks it and eat it, because I'm with some ketchup, because it tastes better.
Wait, you put ketchup on pizza?
Yeah.
What?
I put ranch. It actually is good. If you put ranch and ketchup on your peach, and you mix the ketchup and the ranch together, and you put it on your pizza, you smooth it out and put some other toppings, oh my God, that is how you make Puerto Rican pizza, yo. And then you eat it, and then, like, as soon as you eat it, you like in Puerto Rico when you eat it in Puerto Rico we have like these cool cups that say I heart Puerto Rico and then like we drink this thing from the lake and we drink it and oh my God, that is how you make some Puerto Rican dinner, yo. It's delicious, man. It makes me cry.
What is your favorite holiday?
My favorite holiday is June because summer, and June is my birthday, and it's a perfect month for going out,
dinner, and some go for swimming or a vacation, and it's on no school, and it's my birthday is at the last day of school.
My favorite holiday is like Christmas, because after my birthday, I get extra presents from Christmas, and then on Christmas Day, you got all this beautiful love. You got Santa, you got your beautiful tree, you got the presents behind your tree, and you just get to open as many presents as you get, and then you get all these prizes, and you throw them around so you play with them more, and then you give your dog presents, and your dog gets to wear a beautiful, nice red dress, and then all of you could just get to celebrate with some good cheesecake with some vanilla and ranch on it.
You're making me hungry.
What's your favorite dice cream?
Dice cream?
What? Ice cream.
Oh, yeah, I thought you said dice cream.
My favorite
ice cream is Nivella.
Vanilla.
Nivella.
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 My favorite ice cream is cotton candy ice cream. My favorite ice cream is cotton candy ice cream because when I eat the cotton candy ice cream, it's just like,
or strawberry.
I can't just stop eating it. And then when you got the cotton candy flavor in your mouth, you want to have cotton candy. And then like when you eat the cotton candy ice cream, you put like this chocolate, and you drizzle it on it. Some sprinkles, some rainbow, and then you also got like you gotta put those big chocolate balls on it, and then you gotta put a cherry on top, and then you make your beautiful cotton candy sundae. You eat it, it's just like you can't stop, and then every day you want it, but it's so hard to make because you forget the recipe.
As I was saying, I like Nivella. And Nivella is vanilla.
And
vanilla. Try it.
Nivella.
Nope.
Vanilla.
Va.
Va.
Now.
Na.
Vanilla.
Nivella.
Nope.
Vanilla.
Va.
Va.
Now.
Now.
Vanilla.
Vanilla.
Ooh, that was good.
Vanilla and strawberry ice cream. Because it is so good when you put some sprinkles and some strawberries. So good. And I like to put some, you know how sometimes you break Oreos? And you put it on your vanilla.
Va.
Va.
No.
No.
Vanilla. Yep.
And it is so good.
So, what do you mean by I'm supposed to say that.
You're supposed to say Nivella?
No, what are you saying that? What do you mean by
Vanilla.
What do you mean by Nivella?
Nivella.
I can't even say anything. When you mean by Nivella, you mean like it's so good and yummy, but then you got like those black dots in it. You know what those black dots are?
Cookies.
Beans.
Yes.
Vanilla bean.
Vanilla comes from a bean. Vanilla bean.
I don't care, but it tastes so good.
Yeah, those black dots are beans. Kind of beans.
The coffee in this cup came from coffee beans.
Yep. And vanilla bean coffee is amazing. Vanilla bean ice cream.
Well, we talked about ice cream and sweets and candies. Yep. Now we're going to talk about what's your favorite vegetable?
My favorite vegetable is...
That's that one.
My favorite vegetable is...
That one.
I'll tell you what, I'll say some vegetables. You say if you like them. Ready? Carrots.
No.
Yes.
Lettuce.
No.
Broccoli.
No.
Yes.
Cauliflower.
No.
No.
Corn.
No.
Yes.
Peas.
No.
No.
Celery.
No.
Asparagus.
No.
No. Pepper.
Peppers.
No.
Yes.
A pepper is not a vegetable, it's a fruit.
It has seeds in it. Yep. Tomato.
No.
Tomato is a fruit.
I knew you were going to pop up for that one. What are we missing? Cucumbers.
Yes.
Kind of.
Cucumbers have seeds also, don't they?
Yeah.
Yep.
So it is a fruit.
But what
so
about
it's a fruit. Well, salad is when you mix them all together.
Oh, never mind.
And then you can put whatever ones you like in the salad.
What about veggie? I mean, corn.
Corn, we said.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so what's your favorite food?
My favorite fruit is watermelon.
Watermelon?
Watermelon.
Wait, do you like novella and watermelon together?
I like watermelon and yogurt.
Yep.
And then what's the thing?
Strawberry.
No. Those are the orange things, but like they're like watermelon, but they're not, but they're orange.
Orange.
Cantaloupe.
Yes, cantaloupe. And then oranges.
Noranges.
Noranges.
Noranges is like novella. Right?
You're making me so embarrassed.
Never.
Ever.
You're caught on tape forever.
You're caught.
FYI, this will be on the internet for the entire world.
No.
Yep. No. Yep. The whole world's going to know about novella.
New style.
My favorite fruit is watermelon because it's so squeezy, it's so juicy, and it has seeds that I don't really like the seeds, but they're so good. Then strawberry, you got that like red shiny color with that yummy. But I don't like them when they're frozen because they freeze my teeth, and they're so good. So when you said watermelon, yeah, when you meant by watermelon, you meant like watermelon is like the best. Watermelon is like the best thing for you. But how come you don't like the seeds? Huh? The seeds are like so healthy, and when you take the seeds, you put them in your backyard, you get some vines, some watermelon, some big fat juicy baby.
So when I was a kid, watermelon had two different kinds of seeds in it. A big black seed and a little white seed.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the big black ones you always want to spit out.
Yeah.
And the white ones are like so small and you can eat them, you don't care. But nowadays I feel like there's no blacks in there anymore. It's just the little white ones. So it's a lot easier to eat.
No, I have some, like the rare pumpkins have black seeds. And oh my God, sometimes I swallow the black seeds, but like sometimes I gather the black seeds in my hand, and when I gather the black seeds, I put them on my dresser because I don't have anything to put them in.
Yeah.
So I put them on my dresser, and then like when I put them on my dresser, I keep on collecting them, and then when I keep on collecting them, I put them like all around my backyard. And like whenever we take my dog in the backyard, my dog like is a sniffing dog. So when she sniffs it, she picks it up, and I like sit on the steps, and my dog will like drop it on my leg. It's so cute. But like literally on my dresser, like I should have like this little drawer, but all my drawers are already taken up, so like I can't really put them in anything. So that's why I put them
locked.
What is your favorite? What's your favorite restaurant?
My favorite restaurant.
I went to her favorite restaurant.
Red Lobster. Red Lobster. Red Lobster. Apple. No, no. Apple something.
Applebee's.
Yes, Applebee's. Croissant.
I don't know what's my favorite or so's name.
Croissant is a Spanish restaurant. And then you got Taco Bell.
I was just thinking you were going to say Taco
Bell. Oh my god, Taco Bell? Yep. You got the beautiful quesadillas?
Yep.
No. No. I eat them alone, and I ask them to put some spice in it.
Yeah.
When I eat it, it's like I'm in heaven.
And you put the fire sauce on there.
Fire sauce?
Yeah, and then it's like I'm in heaven. And then you got the croissant. Oh my god, they sell like these good biscuits. And oh my god, when I eat them, I just feel like I'm past heaven with God.
One day when we were having a concert with Chai, me and Estelle went in our room together, and I went to her favorite restaurant, and there was a lot of seafood, and I do not like seafood. So I think...
Did you know Josiah's on a seafood diet? He sees food and eats it. A seafood diet. When he sees food, he eats it. It's a different kind of diet.
That's disgusting.
All right, last question.
Okay. What's your favorite chocolate? Kit Kat, Kit Kat, Nutella, everything. It's so good. It's just dark chocolate and
dark chocolate. Oh my god. I'm kind of scared to talk.
Well, my favorite chocolate, you said? My favorite chocolate is Nutella, Kit Kat, not commit,
Kit Kat?
No. Kit Kat?
Are those new?
Oh.
Do they make Nuvella Kit Kats?
I kind of said Nuvella.
It's not Nutella.
Nutella? Kit Kat? White chocolate.
Oh, that's like Nuvella, yep.
By the way, this is online.
Give us your last one.
The Snickers.
Got it.
Do you like that?
Thank you for listening to YadesRadio.com. We'll see you next time.